be a marriage of two giants, but not competitors. CVS's over 9,000 drugstores and 1,100 walk-in clinics, and Aetna's tens of millions insured.
If we want to move to a world of what often referred to as value-based medicine.
Craig Garthwick at the Kellogg School of Management, Northwestern University.
There are a lot of arguments why you might think that having the provider and the insurer be one company sort of aligns incentives the right way.
Federal antitrust regulators would have to approve the $69 billion deal.
I think you will see the combined CVS Aetna firstly being more involved in walk-in clinics and replacing at the nursing level some doctor's office visits, and that will help them get tighter control of the patient. The other point is it gets them deeper into the value chain of medical insurance. So I think all that strengthens their position against a potential entry from Amazon. I think the other point would be that in a time of some uncertainty about healthcare policy, for example, will they or will they not abolish the individual mandate under Obamacare, then size will be a better defense. So I think it's defensive on those two grounds.
International ride-hailing app Uber has lost its license to operate in London. Transport for London, the regulatory body over public transportation and taxis, has decided not to renew the company's license. Transport for London said the decision was made because they feel Uber has demonstrated a lack of corporate responsibility and that the company is not fit and proper to hold a private hire operator license. Uber executives responded by stating, if the decision stands, it will put more than 40,000 licensed drivers out of work, and said, we have always followed TFL rules.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Monday. It's December 4th. Glad you're here with us for another edition of The Opening Bell. Another business day getting underway. Another business week, for that matter. 5:12 in the morning. And lots going on this morning around the world, around the globe, and here in the U.S. We're going to get to the markets momentarily. A real spike in market futures this morning. And we will, in a few minutes, bring in Jennifer Jolly, who's here this morning. She's going to be talking with us about some cool tech toys and gadgets, all for the holiday season, just in time for the holiday season. But first, let's go to those markets. First, in the U.S., futures are pointing towards strong opening gains on Wall Street later this morning. Dow futures are up 208 points. The NASDAQ and S&P futures are higher by about 0.5% each. Around the globe this morning, most stocks in Asia are generally higher. The Nikkei is off about 111 points this morning. The Hang Seng is up about 64. In London, the FTSE is up, the DAX, the CAC, everything's higher. In the DAX, as a matter of fact, up almost 1.25% this morning, 156 points. And crude oil is trading at $57.82 a barrel, which is down about 1%. You heard there in the opening montage, CVS is confirming that it is buying Aetna for $69 billion in a deal that would help the drugstore chain reach deeper into customer health care and protect a key client. CVS Health Corp released a statement yesterday saying it'll pay cash and stock for Aetna. The mammoth acquisition pairs a company that runs more than 9,700 drugstores and 1,100 walk-in clinics with an insurer that covers about 22 million people. Fresh off his biggest legislative victory of the year, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is disputing projections that the Senate's tax bill would add to the nation's debt woes. McConnell telling reporters in his home state of Kentucky over the weekend that he thinks the tax overhaul will generate more than enough economic growth to plug in a deficit forecast, but there are independent ratings and independent reviews of that that say that that is probably not likely, at least in the long term. Perhaps there'll be some growth in the short term, says the Joint Committee on Taxation, which is really the scorecard for Congress, says that that growth will stall after a few years. But we're happy to have Jennifer Jolly with us today. Jennifer is a writer, founder of Techish, a consumer tech journalist at the intersection of high tech and real life is how she likes to bill herself. You might read her stuff in USA Today. Jennifer, good morning and welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's always nice seeing you.
It's so much fun.
I know. Yeah. Because you've turned our studio into a toy factory this morning. And they're not just the kinds of toys you would maybe get from Santa. These are the toys of the season.
Yeah.
What do you like?
What don't I like? I mean, it's kind of all things Star Wars right now, yeah. Right? The movie's coming out, what, December 15th. So I'm playing with all kinds of this R2-D2 app-enabled droid from Sphero. I picked this one up at GameStop. Playing with that little guy is always fun. And you can actually watch the movie with him. And he'll comment on it and make his little R2 noises and everything. And then we were playing with the Star Wars Jedi Challenges, the new augmented reality game that doesn't take you, it's not virtual reality, so you don't go to their world and get lost in this other world. It brings them to you and you get, you know, the Sith Lord in your living room, which is big fun.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that I was playing with it too, where it's real. You're in the lightsaber battle, and I felt like I broke a sweat fighting with him while I was doing it. It was so real and realistic.
I feel like I get a workout every yeah. time I do it. And, you know, I am not that young and have a blast playing it. And so what they did, it's Lenovo and Disney teamed up on this. Mm-hmm. And what they really did is spent a great deal of time getting it exact. So you have haptic feedback in the lightsaber. The lightsaber is heavy in your hand, and when you hit something or someone hits you, you feel a vibration. You can feel it whooshing through the air. You can hear, you know, the voices. Everything is very, very real. It's amazing.
Yeah. And it's one, and two, I found that it's everything is I don't know, not say real, but it The virtual reality seems sort of fake. Sometimes the background seemed fake. This felt like you were right there in the room. And as somebody who always sort of gets motion sick by this stuff.
Right.
And again, I did that before we started talking this morning, so maybe it's coming, but I don't feel nauseous at all after doing that.
No, with augmented reality, you still see everyone around you. You still see the room. You just have a, you know, dark force in it with you. You just have yeah. the Sith Lord or, you know, any number of various Star Wars villains in the room with you. It's really neat. I think that this gives us really our first, toe dip in the pond of where augmented reality is going. And I could see Disney really, you know, having a field day with this, you know, starting with this Star Wars game and just growing from there. And they say on the, I always forget how they say this, but it's like it learns with you, so you never really run out of gameplay.
Yeah.
You know, it stays really difficult. It gets more difficult as you keep playing it, and I really like that too.
Yeah, so it doesn't do the same fight sequence over and over, so
right.
you can get used to it.
Yeah, something different. So hundreds of different games.
What's the price on something like that?
It's just under $200.
So that's pretty good.
And I think this is one of the hottest games out, you know, toys, and I do, you know, air quotes around toys, because I have as much fun playing this. And that's another thing. They have a girl in the commercial, which is,
great.
You know, they're saying, hey, this is for boys, this is for girls, this is for men, this is for women. And I really like seeing tech head that way, too.
Jennifer, hang on with us. We're going to continue with Jennifer Jolly this morning. She's the founder of Techish and consumer journalist at USA Today and the New York Times. So she's here for the full hour this morning talking all about tech toys and gadgets for the holidays.
Hey, it's your money. The economy in the new year may look a lot like it does this year. Steve Cochran is with the National Association for Business Economics.
GDP, gross domestic product, which is the broadest measure of economic growth, is expected to be at about 2.2% for this year, 2.5% for 2018.
As for the housing sector?
Housing is going to continue to play an important role in the economy. It will add to growth. It will be one factor that keeps job growth growing. There will be continued demand for construction employment in the coming year.
NABE says consumer spending, however, may slow a bit. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. 523 here on The Opening Bell. Glad to have you with us. Jennifer Jolly is in studio this morning, and she's brought her suitcase, her Santa pack of toys this morning. Jennifer is a tech journalist, the founder of Techish, also a writer for the New York Times and USA Today. Jennifer, one of the things that I love playing with here before we got started this morning was this new little R2-D2.
It really is. So you need to have a smartphone or a tablet because you have to have the app to work with this. But it really is. I mean, it's got this little hologram, and we didn't play with that. But, I mean, how fun is that to have little R2's hologram and, you know, help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope. It's just, yeah, it It never ceases to amaze me of how realistic these robots get. I mean, robots basically are real, mm-hmm. and this is an affordable one that does as much as any of the really expensive ones that I've played around with, if not more.
You know, the big question is, are how available are these hot toys this year? Are people finding them in the stores, or is it going to be a disappointing Christmas for people looking for them?
You better spring now. Act now. I mean, you've still got a few weeks left, right? So if there's something that is on your list, is on somebody else's list, it is really good to get online and lock it in now. What's selling out that we have here, we have these little Fingerlings toys. They're $15. Those are sold out everywhere. You can still get them. Go on a site called Zoolert, Z-O-O-L-E-R-T, and it'll tell you where it's in stock around you. If you see it anywhere in stock, call that store, whip out your credit card, pay for it over the phone, and either, you know, go there and pick it up or have it sent to you. If you're buying it on Amazon, tons of fakes on Amazon. So make sure that it's a certified Amazon seller. If you're buying on eBay, make sure that you see eBay money back guarantee. Just anytime you have things that are selling out for the holidays. We have the SNES Classic. That's selling out for the holidays. The iPhone X is selling out. You know, really, it's taking a month to get to people. So those are the things you want to lock in today.
The iPhone X is something I've been dying to talk to you about because you've actually been putting it through its... What's your verdict on it?
I mean, it's $1,000.
When I saw you at the start screen trying to get that thing open, that did it for me. I'm like, I'm not getting the iPhone X. No way.
Yeah, I mean, you really just have to take time to learn it. And admittedly, I haven't. Because I don't want to have to, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't have time right now. I'm thinking I will just put it aside. I'm going to hang on to it, put it aside, and take it back out in February when I have a little more downtime to really learn it. I think an hour with some great how-to videos and some of my expert friends, and I'll be a master. But for $1,000, and it'll cost more than $1,000 when I walk out that Apple Store door, I just don't want to have to learn anything new at this point.
Do you think they're going to have to put the start button back on? I hear people saying that they may have to go back to it.
They might. They might. Or some sort of fingerprint scanner type thing on the... I mean, yeah, it is clunky. It's three swipes for every time that I'm able to get back to the homepage. So, and if I'm having that trouble, a lot of other people are too.
One of the other goodies you brought today is a new drone. One of the last times you were here, we had a little bitty drone, and it was sort of hard to control. This one feels like it's been mastered.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Parrot Mambo, and it's a FPV drone, which means that you can download an app on your phone, put your phone in it, and get a drone's eye view. You can watch wherever the drone flies. It shoots 720p video, and that's really cool. But it is by far the most user-friendly. I am notorious for crashing drones into buildings, into people all around here. And this one, you guys, actually, I was able to fly it around, and people are like, oh, you're really good at this. It's that simple. You push one button, it goes in the air. You've got a little controller. I think they're easier, too, when it's not being directed off of an app. I like having that little handheld control.
Battery still an issue, though?
You have 10-minute flight time, so 10-minute battery life of flight time, which is not much at all, but totally the norm. So we're hoping that that increases. They still need to make batteries tiny, but, you know, hopefully we'll get up to 20 minutes in 2018. Knock on something, because I don't know about that.
Jennifer Jolly is here. Jennifer is the founder of Techish and a consumer tech journalist at the New York Times and USA Today. She's going to come back for our next segment.
Hi, this is Catherine Davis with today's Inno Minute on WGN Radio, a rundown of all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know, delivered by ChicagoInno.com. Outcome Health employees were impacted by recent layoffs and buyouts at the troubled tech company, met with recruiters last week at an event to help employees find new jobs. Hosted at the Illinois Technology Association, around 70 former Outcome employees were in attendance, along with about 25 recruiters, according to ITA representatives. Christopher Piter, a 13-year-old Chicago student, was featured on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon for his invention, the Messy Mutt Bowl. He created it as part of the 2017 Chicago Student Invention Convention, a program from the Chicago Innovation Awards. And Monument Labs, which makes a photo storage device, raised $1.2 million, according to a Friday SEC filing. The company was founded in 2016, and their product was originally launched on Kickstarter. That's today's Inno Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at chicagoinno.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. Jennifer Jolly is here this morning. She's the founder of Techish. And a consumer journalist, she appears regularly on television, on the New York Times, and at USA Today as well. She's brought in her bag of goodies with her, as she always does. This morning, we've been going through some of those big items on the list, some of the top items on the list. Jennifer, what else do you like this holiday season?
I really like this Norton Core router. You know, this was a really big year for cybersecurity snafus, and something like this, not the router that comes, you know, with your provider, it locks down, first of all, it makes your Wi-Fi faster at home, but it also really locks down your security and provides a wall between cyber criminals and everything that you now have in your home that's connected to Wi-Fi. So your smart personal assistants, your Amazon Alexas or your Google Homes or your baby monitors, you know, it really just adds a layer of protection. I really like that. And then I also really like this MyCloud Home. It's a personal storage device that connects directly to Wi-Fi, and then you can access your music, your movies, your photos, anywhere that you're connected to Wi-Fi in the world. But it double backs it up, which I always tell people, double back up anything you care about. And then you have to charge your phone at night anyway, your iPhone at night. So you put it on this little charging pad. It looks kind of like a hockey puck. You put it on there, plug it in. It charges and it backs up all of your photos everything. So, again, you can have it on the cloud, but then you also have it on a storage device as well. That's the iXpand base, SanDisk iXpand base. Love that. Now, we talked all about augmented reality, but I'm loving virtual reality this year. It has gotten so good, and for that, I really still like the PlayStation VR, the PSVR.
I have a PlayStation at home. Is it something that you can expand the old PlayStation into, or
yes,
do you buy a whole new deal for it?
Use your same old PlayStation.
That's nice.
And you plug this in, and you plug in the hand controllers, and you're still going to have a little bit of trouble with the motion sickness from the VR. Hmm. You sit down.
Take some Dramamine.
But, oh, man, I was playing Mario Kart the other day, and it's just so fun. I mean, as long as you're sitting down, because I mean, I get really lost in it, and I find, you know, I'm going off the cliff, you know. But it's great fun, and they have hundreds of new titles out, new releases. I think this is the year to buy into VR.
Amazon says after Cyber Monday that the Amazon Dot and Alexa is their biggest seller again.
Yep.
All these speakers, you've had a chance to look at all of them. Which ones are the best? Which one do you recommend, or are there good things about all of them?
I think you have to stay in the ecosystem that you're comfortable with. So if you've got that Samsung Galaxy phone and you're, you know, all Android all the time and you really know Google, I mean, those Google devices are awesome. They work fantastically. We have an all Amazon household. You know, we have one in our kitchen and we have one in our living room and a few little dots everywhere. And I've been loving those. And I think that the price is right. The Alexa virtual personal assistant is just spot on, so that's what I'm going with again. Although, boy, the little Google, you know, the Minion commercials, we were talking about that. I mean, there's some great pluses to that one as well. Also, we tried the Sonos One. That's also Amazon-enabled, Alexa-enabled, and that works really, really well, too, and has a higher music quality. I mean, the speaker, if you're using that as your only sort of stereo speaker, it's not high-end. And, you know, of course, we're all still waiting for Apple Home to come out any day now. Now that's been delayed into the new year. But But yeah, I mean, just don't expect it to be a super high-end stereo, and it's fantastic.
I've heard people describe the Sonos as being very close to Bose or in the same category in terms of quality. Would you agree?
Absolutely, 100%, yeah. And what's interesting about the Sonos is the price point. I mean, it's expensive. And we have several various Sonos devices connected in our house. So we have the soundbar for the television and then the two stereo speakers. And it takes a while to set it up. So when you're thinking, if you're going to go all in or if you're buying someone in your family some of these devices this year, think about a service called Hello Tech. They will come to your house. If you take advantage of the Elf offer, they'll come to your house on Christmas Day. They'll settle it all up for you.
Wow.
And teach you how to use it. And I would highly recommend that for something like a Sonos product, mm-hmm. something that does cost more. And it's easy. And TVs, all these new 4K TVs, it's really easy to set them up incorrectly the first time and not realize it and think, oh, man, this isn't as great as I thought it would be. Well, you might just need to tweak a few settings, and it's pretty stellar.
Yeah, and that's perfect advice. It's sort of in that life hack. That's why we like you coming in and telling us these things. What else can we learn from you about the holiday season? I mean, if we're buying all this stuff, I mean, you know, parents could spend quite a bit. Heck, I could spend a lot.
Yeah.
What are the big mistakes that people make when they go and start buying some of this stuff?
Don't buy extra warranties. Those are typically not mm-hmm. worth the money. Do your homework on that. Use a credit card that has protection. If something doesn't show up in the mail, you know, you want to track that package. You also want to make sure that if anything shows up and it's broken or it's lost, or, you know, Amazon's great about that. They have buyer protection. So does eBay. Really utilize that. Don't buy off, you know, some crazy Craigslist ad. Facebook Marketplace can be a great way to find hard-to-find gadgets. So when I was first looking for the iPhone 10, it was sold out in every store. People were waiting a month. I ended up buying mine on eBay for about $200 more than I would have paid in the store, which was great because I needed it in like 2 days to do, you know, all my reviews. But Marketplace, I found a bunch there, and it was like, oh, I ordered the wrong one, so I'm just going to sell it at face value. And that's good because it's near your house. You can do it in your neighborhood. But use common sense. Use common sense with cybersecurity. If you get an email that, oh, it's from Amazon and we have to check your address, well, it's not real. If it's UPS and we can't deliver your package, it's not real. They don't email you, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then if you get unsolicited Facebook Messenger things, just be really, really careful with that. It's anytime they want you to click a link, just don't do it.
You talked earlier about the counterfeit stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
How do you determine it seems like that would be an easy way to get caught in terms of my buying something and not knowing that it's not real.
Yeah, fingerlings. There have been counterfeit fingerlings going around. And Wowie, the company that makes fingerlings, those little toys that fit on your finger, the little tiny robots that fit on your finger, and kids are just going crazy for them. Wowie put out a here's how you can tell when they're fake. Make sure that when you're buying online, it's from a real store. So a lot of, there's these clone sites out there right now. They look real, but it'll be, you know, walmart.au.net.com. Like, there's always some funny little extension.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's HTTPS. Think about that extra S standing for security. And then just make sure that it's a name that you've heard of. It's a well-known store. And it should be a certified retailer, either Amazon or eBay. It should be one that those companies are familiar with as well.
How has online shopping been changed by social media? Is it making it easier for us to find the hot toys and hot gifts?
It really is. You know what's cool? I actually have done a little experiment this year shopping from my own Facebook feed and my own Instagram feed. So you can actually look at the ads that are tailored to you, and you can go in and tweak your settings. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I hate these ads, and I used to just ignore them. But once I was talking to somebody at Facebook, and I found out how to really get them curated for me, and I'm seeing like what my mom has liked and what my husband has liked and my daughter, my 16-year-old, what she has liked on Instagram. I had never heard of Fenty Beauty, F-E-N-T-Y Beauty, never heard of it. people are going crazy about it. And my daughter, that's what she wants for Christmas. I found that on Instagram. So it's once you learn how to curate ads towards you, you go in, there's three little dots at the upper right-hand corner of your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed, and you can find out, okay, why am I in this audience? Why are you showing me these specific ads? And it's a great way to find out. Discover products, discover discounts, and shop things that, that the people you're friends with like already.
This is a great Christmas, isn't it, for tech? Is it, would you, how would you rank it in terms of past years up until now?
Absolutely the best yet. And I started this holiday season about 6 weeks ago saying, okay, you know, here we go again. It's a lot of like little upgrades, but I just published my top tech toys on my website. I just published the best gadgets for women. I'm having a hard time like scaling down because there's so much great stuff out there this year.
I was going to suggest maybe changing your name to Santa, but you already have Jolly in your last name, so I think you're set for the holidays.
And this time every year people say, is that your real name? And I think, seriously,
yeah.
I would not have picked Jolly, but it absolutely is, and it's just a great year for tech. Get backup battery, whatever you do, you know, get a little Mophie charger or a little OUTXE, OUTXE solar charger. Just make sure you have battery power and you should be good to go. And next it'll be CES and we'll see all the stuff that we'll be talking about in a year from now.
Always exciting. Jennifer, thank you for coming in. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Jolly holidays.
Jennifer Jolly is the founder of Techish. You can follow her on Twitter at Jennifer Jolly. Make sure you hit her website, techish.com, and also check out USA Today and the New York Times, where she writes regularly. We're going to link out to all of her stuff on the podcast of The Opening Bell when we put it up at WGNradio.com.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, Dow futures are up 224 points this morning. S&P and NASDAQ futures are higher as well. NASDAQ futures up about 32. The latest now on commodities and agriculture. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. As we look back to the end of the trading week on Friday, cattle futures fell to a one-month low, some limit down numbers in the live cattle trade, and January feeder cattle also ended the day and the week sharply lower. Meanwhile, in the grain market, soybean futures moved higher, corn futures hit a three-week high, and the Board of Trade soybeans settled up 8.5 cents. Well, let's check some of the headlines at the Illinois Farm Bureau meeting over this weekend. Jess Faber of Pontiac in Livingston County named the Young Leader Discussion Meet winner at the Illinois Farm Bureau Convention that continues through Tuesday. Also, Daryl Good, Professor Emeritus in the Department of Agricultural and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois, and Terry Pope, Executive Director of the Hancock County Economic Development Corporation, were named the Distinguished Service Award winners of the Illinois Farm Bureau. And as we said, that meeting continues through tomorrow, when they'll determine final policy to take from Illinois Farm Bureau to the American Farm Bureau annual meeting in early January. You have a great day. I'm Orion Samuels.
Thanks, Orion. You as well. Now the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Monday, December 4th. A couple of things going on today. We'll get a look at manufacturer shipments, inventories, and orders for October. Also today, analysts and economists expect to further provide a little bit of a readout of the Senate's GOP's tax bill that was passed on Friday. More scoring on that expected today. The National Association of Business Economists survey is out, and forecasters there found that they expect the tax law to add about 2 percentage points of growth to the U.S. economy in the immediate short term, down slightly from what they expected in the previous survey in November, also September rather, and no other major economic reports today. More developments on Brexit coming from the UK tomorrow. We'll see the Institute for Supply Management releasing its service sector index for November. The Commerce Department will have international trade data for October as well. H&R Block and American Eagle report earnings on Wednesday. On Friday, it's the big jobs report. Just some of the things that could move the markets today and through the week on the Market Desk Outlook.